We'll shake with the March 5th, 2010 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the rain report. We apologize to our listeners about the snafu this past week that for technical reasons we weren't able to post part 2 of our interview with author Don Keith, N4KC. It is now online on the archive page at www.therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. Saturday, February 27th, 2010, is a day that will be long remembered in seismological circles as being the morning an 8.8 earthquake miles below Chile literally altered the Earth's rotation by 1 microsecond. According to the Christian Science Monitor, that quake also created a 40-foot tidal wave that slammed into the Chilean coastline. Ham operators as far away as New Zealand were put on a tsunami alert. Such was also the case in Southern California. Only problem was that there was no one to report to. That, according to amateur radio instructor and emergency communications trainer Gordon West, WB6NOA.
Well, the harbor hams here along Southern California were ready to roll, but we never got the call. It's been 46 years since we've had a tsunami hit Southern California, and I'm happy to say that I was there for the one 46 years ago and was prepared to move out this tsunami that occurred yesterday. We had a lot of resources that were available ham radio-wise to report the tsunami here in Southern California waters. We had RACES units, ARES units, community emergency response team members who are past their ham radio license in my free classes we've offered the cities. We had Coast Guard auxiliary communicators. We had Sea Watch radio operators. We had REACT. Everybody was ready to roll. We heard about the tsunami the day before at about 7 p.m., The Chilean 8.8 was certainly to generate a surge here in Southern California. And in Southern California, it's not a wave that comes in, but rather a decided surge that will come up and down along with the tides several times an hour. Well, the surge finally came in from the 6,000 miles away tsunami source in Chile. And the surge could have been reported by ham radio operators down on the beach and on their boats. We had ham operators in Dana Point, Newport Beach, Huntington Harbor, Catalina Island, Long Beach Harbor, LA Harbor. Hams were all over the place, but no one to make a report to. The hams were not mobilized in Southern California. And that seems strange because here in Southern Cal, we've offered a lot of free classes to municipalities wanting to get their CERT groups going in disaster preparedness. Well, maybe it was 97113 and the worry by cities that this would be a exercise that the FCC might not approve. This was not an exercise. This was an actual tsunami with the waves coming into the Los Angeles area. Local harbor ARES units were deployed on their own, ready to serve an agency that might use their reports, but no one needed the reports. Coast Guard auxiliary radio hams were on the air, ready to do their thing as well with observed reports. As it turned out, it was low tide here in Southern California, and low tide means that the surge came in and it went out without overflowing any of the local harbor areas. It was indeed quite a surge. It broke up some barges. It caused some boats to go aground when the water went out. But it, all in all, was not a big disaster for Southern California. But what leaves many of us wondering is, who are we going to serve when the big one hits? We had ample warning that we could be used as communicators, almost 10 hours warning ahead of time. The Coast Guard was announcing a tsunami advisory, so we were ready to roll, but no one to serve. Here in Orange County Harbors, ham radio and the county and city investment in their volunteers has gone unused. And these volunteers are wondering, will they ever be of service to ham radio, and who needs us anyway? On 20 meters, Hawaii was coming in loud and clear, and their ham radio tsunami reports were professional. They were short and to the point. And even a follow-up note from Whiskey Hotel 6, Fox Mike, Paul, Thank you, Paul, for thanking the rest of us along the West Coast for tuning in and listening to your great transmissions. Hawaii, by all accounts, did a fabulous job of mobilizing their hams, and certainly those of us in Southern California could only envy that they had an opportunity to use their equipment and their skills for what was nothing more than just a big surge, same as what we had here in Southern California. But nonetheless, it provided the perfect opportunity for newcomers who have never handled emergency traffic to jump right in. And that's exactly what Hawaii did in grand style during the tsunami. I think the government agencies may need to go through several steps in order to use their ham radio CERT personnel, RACES personnel. Those steps were not addressed as being useful, yet it would have been terrific training. And at almost no effort by the volunteers who lived right on the water here in the local area, as well as aboard boats, that very easily could have come up on a net just to indicate the amount of surge that was flowing in and out of the harbor. It would have been a no-brainer to be able to use these folks in a drill during the real thing.
You're listening to the observations of amateur radio instructor and MCOM trainer Gordon West, WB6NOA, about the ham radio call-out that occurred February 27th in Southern California in the wake of the powerful Chilean earthquake. While the resulting tsunami was not a significant event on the Southern California coast, the lack of official requests for ham assistance certainly was. We'll hear more from Gordo in a moment. This is the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.
Quite possibly, they don't realize the resources that the ham operators could bring, such as we had one ham, Richard, K6RBS, that was monitoring the DART buoys and was giving us an up-to-date count as to how high or not so high the tsunami would reach here in Southern California. We had another commander of a Coast Guard auxiliary unit on Catalina Island that was active on the air, giving reports of the tidal surge there. And we had other operators standing by ready to broadcast any information bulletins about how many people were still left out on the beach when they were told to clear off the beach an hour before the tsunami hit. It makes me worry that the training that the hams go through, the NIMS training, the city training, the county training, is really nothing more than training, and maybe they don't really have a plan to use us in the first place. If I was a city RACES officer, I would be screaming to the RACES head as to why we were not deployed. If I was a city personnel in charge of a CERT team, you could be assured that I would have our CERT members deployed on a Saturday when they didn't even have to work to a scene just to monitor weather and water conditions. So I think it's those personnel that need to hear from the hams loud and clear that we are available and we plan to serve. Please use us on the next one. The ham radio operator in charge of their emergency group would certainly go to their boss and say, we are ready to roll. And I just did not get that feeling that that was taking place. Certainly, those agencies heard from me that I was very disappointed that for over the last few years offering free of charge instruction classes, none of our students that we trained in emergency comms actually got to go out on the real thing. I think as hams serving our agency, we learned that if it's a city or a county agency, it's going to be quite possible that we won't be called up until well after the event has taken place and is long but over. I think private groups, we have a hospital disaster group, they self-deploy and they are there. And they get a lot of appreciation by their hospitals that they serve. American Red Cross, an NGO agency, also has standing orders that when the big ones hit, they go into chapter and stand by for being deployed out. So I think there are agencies that have standing orders, but as hams assigned to city and county units, we do not self-deploy, and we wait for that call. And at the tsunami, it never came. What we learned with a tsunami striking Southern California is that it is the harbors that go well inland that have the greatest potential of damage, where the water slowly goes out and then slowly comes back in, but with huge force to rip docks loose, as what occurred up in Ventura, to create some real problems among barges in the Marina del Rey area, and a bait barge down here in Dana Point was broken in half. So I think what we've learned would be those ham operators that can monitor marinas could give us valuable information as to the observed tidal effects. It's not a huge wave that comes in from a tsunami here in Southern Cal, but rather a very decided tidal flow that first ebbs, goes out to sea, and then comes in, and then ebbs, and then comes back in. And that's what it did in Hawaii, just like it did here, 3 to 5 times, causing destruction to those small docks that just could not stand the tidal flow. The ham radio groups here in Southern California would have been well prepared in that they would simply walk out their back door or open up their hatch and they're on the water. So for a tsunami for these harbor hams here in Southern California, it would have been a no-brainer to start radioing in reports of either vessels on the loose, dock pilings that were overcome by the surge, or anything else that they felt that a city agency should know or a harbor master should know. As ham radio operators, we need to be proactive in letting our city and county agencies know that if we're on staff and on standby for them, that we are prepared and that we should be called if the incident has anything to do with radio communications and what hams can offer. Even though it may be a very minor incident, we should be deployed for training. And that way, when the big one does hit, we're well-versed on handling amateur radio communications to support our valued agencies.
The thoughts of Gordon West, WB6NOA, well-known amateur radio instructor and emergency communications trainer in Southern California. Audio courtesy of the Amateur Radio Newsline. Gordo raises some valid issues and concerns. Wish we had some positive answers for him. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2010 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you all a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.